Rosh continues in Ois Beis. He says, V'chein min ha'chanifus. The same way a person should distance himself, tachlis harichuk, from gaiva, a person should also distance himself, tachlis harichuk, from chanifus. That's all he says. That's it. All he says. He does talk about it again later on, but the question is, what exactly is the issue of chanifus? What is the problem with it? Why is it so? Why is a person mechirti mimirachik himself b'tachlis harichuk? Because I'll say that there are four kitas which are not makabel p'nei shechina. There are four groups of people which, because of their actions, do not deserve to be taken to meet the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chofetz Chaim uses as the Rosh HaTevis to remember them is Chashmal, and the first one is Chanefim, the Ches for Chashmal, the Shin is Shakronim, the Mem is the Besapri Lashon Hara, and then the Laman is the late Sonim. The pasuk says that a chanef cannot come in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a Gemara in Saita, which the Rana Yarno understands like that, and the Yerema understands that Gemara also like that. The Gemara says that there's a story that Agrifas HaMelech was from the family of Hordas. Hordas' family was not roy to be Malachim. He was an avid which rebelled against his masters and took over the Malchus. Eventually they married into the Mishpachas of Klal Yisrael. So Agrifas came from Hordas on his father's side and came from a Jewish woman on his mother's side. So the halacha that when the pasuk says "Mikar b'checha tosim alecha melech," Parsha Shoftim, that Malchus or Sarara in Klal Yisrael has to come from Klal Yisrael. So the halacha is normally that a ger is limited in what positions of authority we can give to a ger, but that halacha, as long as the Imam Yisrael is sufficient. When it comes to actual melech, however, Imam Yisrael is not sufficient. You need it. It has to be of Imam Yisrael. Can't have Imam Yisrael is enough. Agrippa was Imam Yisrael. Of is not Yisrael. Agrippa was a melech kosher. I mean, he was a kosher person. He was close to the Chachamim, as opposed to the people before him, the generations before him, that they went against the Chachamim. Agrippa went back towards the Chachamim. The Chachamim were learning Torah with him, and they got to this halacha. So he started crying. There's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah inside. He started crying. Zogay and Eftemos. He started crying. And they said, "Don't worry, Agrippas. Achinu ato, achinu ato, achinu ato. You're a brother. You're roy to be the melech because you're Imam Yisrael," which is not correct. So the Mor says, "Ba'isa Shoh Nischayv Sanaim Shayisok Loya." At that moment, the Chachamim were Chayv Misa. So the Urayim and the Ben Yoyim and the Shari Tshuva both understand this Gemara that say there's a chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh not to do Chanifus. The more said they were over Chanifus, and the more continues and says that the issue over there, that's where Chazal bring most of their points in Chazal and more insight about what's the problem of the Avla of Chanifus, of being of flattering somebody incorrectly, or flattering somebody. And there Chazal say that they were Tchayiv Misa for an act of Chanifus. So the Ben Yoyim and the other Rishonim understand that there's a chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh not to do chanifus. To flatter somebody improperly is so chomery, it's like Gilui Raos of Avodah Zarah and Shrichus Dam. Right? There's a sefer actually about the chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh of Kiddush Hashem. You know, we know that there's Gimel Chamuris, Chazal talk about Kishon Eish, Chazal have a list of other things besides that. So he makes a list of these things. One of the things he lists is this Gemara over there. Now, I have to tell you, there's a mashal over there which says Pshat and the Gemara differently. The mashal is actually in Baba Kama. It says over here, the issue wasn't Chanifus. The issue was that it was a misrepresentation of Torah. And since Chazal, the Chachamim, were the repository of Torah, that the people which are Chroi for the Emes of Torah should falsify Torah, even though their lives were in danger, that you're Mechiv Dimash and Evesh, not to falsify Torah. They, as the people who have a responsibility to say the emes of Torah, keep Torah emes, to say false, and that he was a valid to be a melech when he was not. That's why they were chayv misa. That's how the marshal suggests pshat in the Gemara, but the maisa, it's not how the Rishonim learned it. The Chofetz Chaim in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in the beginning of the Chofetz Chaim, so he goes through his list of the potential averes a person could be over through Lashon Hara, and the potential mitzvahs he can say that he can be a vatel. So Mitzvah Yud Zayin, he says there's 17 mitzvahs of say which a person is over through speaking Lashon Hara, and the 17th one is the Isra of Chanifus, which is an Isra Deraisa, according to many Rishonim, Lo Sachanifus Aretz, the Pasuk of Parshas Maaseh, means the Isra of Chanifus. There's an issur d'oraisa l'chaniv is flattering somebody. There's a chiyuv misa, and he brings this pshat of the Reno Yarn and the Urayim. There's a chiyuv misa, mesiras nefesh, not to do chanifis. What is so wrong with chanifis? That's the question. Doesn't sound like it's a good thing to do. What's so terrible about it? Reno Yarn in Shari Tshuva, so in Shar Gimel, which Shar Gimel's function is to make a list of the various averas which people do. He wants to point out people things which we do, which we're not even really so aware of the fact that we're doing something which is really so wrong, and really it's bad. And he goes through, starting with Mitzvah Rabbanan, then Mitzvah Aseh, Mitzvah Lois Aseh, which don't have a Mekhi and Malchus because they're Ember Maisa, etc. And he keeps building up to worse and worse. So the last group is the Dalet Kitus, which are not Makab and Heshkin. So he takes the Dalet Kitus, Lashon Hara, a little bit of Sheker, like a Ferloch. So he goes through, in each one of the groups, he takes the group and he divides it down, the different in Chalakim. That not everybody's the worst Madrega of Masapi Lashon Hara, not everybody's the worst Madrega of Litzonis, the worst Madrega of Sheker. So he takes Chanivas, he divides Chanivas into nine sections, Chalakim. So obviously he says that the worst, he starts off with the worst, he goes down to the least chomer. What's wrong with chanifas? It says most chanifas usually is done in conjunction with chanifas is done either in conjunction with the Russia. He talks about the idea that you're machtiv to Russia. Chazal seemed in one place to condone it. Right? Or chanifas is a general. I'm trying to be machtiv somebody even though he doesn't deserve it, he doesn't have it, etc. Because I expect to get benefit from that person. He says, when you're dealing with chanifas or the rush, it's obvious. Here is a person who's doing something wrong. Now, we live in a generation like that. Everything has to be nice and sweet and wonderful. You know, we love everybody. Everybody's good. Everybody's wonderful. And, you know, the idea that, you know, there's, you know, sinas kinim is like the battle cry. So I get up and I say that something's wrong. He did that, and he's risen something wrong, etc. So I'm a warmonger, and I'm creating machlokes, etc. Halam Senech Hashem Esnot, the David Melech says. David Melech was a Melech Kosher. Halam Senech Hashem Esnot. Those who that hate you, I hate them, and I'm willing to fight them. Tachlisino Senesim. I hate them with the greatest level of hatred as possible. Lo'ayivim hayuli. They're my enemies. A person who's a bar avlu, who's done something wrongly, knowingly doing it. Aware of what he's doing, a person who's taking people and damaging them in some way. I always use the martial. I love everybody, but if you insult my mom, I'm going to hit you. Don't you dare touch my mother. Right? You can ask, go meet the guys on the street. Yeah, you don't mess with my mama, right? Don't mess with my mama. You know. Now I have to tell you that we once had a chaver. He said, you know, if something's really dear to you, it's really if it's really important to you, you get upset about it. No. All that means is you really don't care. We're not holding a drink. We really care, but we overcame our midas and we're controlling ourselves. It's a gate finish done. You want to say Yiddishkeit is bad? Yiddishkeit is bad. You want to say Yiddishkeit is good? Yiddishkeit is good. You want to say doing a bear is okay? It's okay. It's not. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not. This person doing something wrong is doing something wrong. Good. Yeah, yes. We can judge a person favorably. We can understand maybe he doesn't understand. But a person who's willingly and understands and knows he's a Russia. His status of Russia. What do you mean? You're nice and cozy with him. You're machnef to him. What do you mean you're machnef to him? What are you? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah mean to you? Where are you standing? You want to be mekel pnei shechina? Oh yeah, because I love all of Klal Yisrael. You know, it's not a popular stand nowadays. That to get up and say the emes, that the emes is emes, and it's wrong, and it's wrong, it's wrong. And my Rashiva Gifter is itself. When he had to say something, he said something. That was part of his, what was part of it. He was well known for that meter to be able to do that. Now, he didn't do it, you know, people think he just, you know, shot from the hip. He didn't. I remember there was a maisa once that happened in yeshiva. Maisa happened, a person did an avot to one of the Talmidim, a terrible avot to one of the Talmidim, and the Rashiva felt that the person had abused his position, etc., what he was, to take advantage, to besmirch a person's name, etc. That's what he had done. And he told the person has to get up publicly and apologize. And if not, he's going to publicize what the person had done. People should know that what type of person he is and stay away from him, etc. And I was actually a little bit, I was a little bit older, I was a young man, I was a little bit involved in the whole story, you know, trying to help to work things out. I was a little bit available, way behind the scenes. And the person refused to recant. So the Rashiba went to him again, spoke to him again, called him in again, the person refused. They decided that the Rashiba sat down together, Rashiba Ruchaim, and she were gifted together, Zichronam of Rocha, to discuss should he speak publicly about the person without mentioning his name. And they were machlet, yes, that he should. On the way up to the bima to say to Shmuz, he stopped at a bar and says, Zogra, maybe he apologized. No, he said, okay, I have to do what I have to do. When he got up and he said it, what are they have a tape put out about various different shmuz from Rashiva in English. I have to tell you, like, you know, people like to put different appellations to some of the shmuz on the tape. They took, you know, some of the controversial, maybe the right word for it. You know, Rashiva said what had to be said, whether it was comfortable or not comfortable. So at one point in time, he felt there's with the centrist movement. He was very against the centrist movement for many obvious reasons, and he said so. So the whole story, anyway, there's a tape about it. It was called Moed Pesach. It was called Shechting the Paschal, and you'll finish off the sentence. That's how the Bachman used to refer to it. It was a response to a person who had taken a certain stand, etc. He didn't enjoy doing it. Wasn't he enjoyed doing these type of things? But emes is emes. A person who is shaykh to the world of emes and the world of Torah, these things are not, he can't sit these things. They pain him. Now, I have to tell you, Rashiba told us a story. I've said the story over before. For those of you who have heard it before, there'll be a chizuk in hearing it again. Rashiba used to say it every year, Parshas Pinchas. So in Tells in Europe, the Tells of Rav was a very strong agudist, a very strong anti-Zionist. For many, and he has a whole shmuz about what he felt wrong with Zionism, and said he had a shmuz about it. So the Talmidim took it, obviously, you know, the Rebbe says a shmuz, you know, he didn't take it to the next level. So there was a convention which took place in the city of Tells, and religious Zionist convention, and they brought in this big speaker. So four Baruchim decided that they're going to disrupt the convention. So they're going to disrupt the convention. The convention took place, the speaker took place in this big theater hall, which of course is made out of wood. And they're going, the fear of fire in Europe was tremendous. So they decided they're going to position themselves in four different corners of the hall. And at the moment of the apex of the speech, the high point of the speech, they're going to scream fire, and it's to paint the whole, everybody out of the building. Regifta being one of the four Baruchim. And that's what he did as a bacher. It was in 1936, I think it was. It's the four corners of the room. The speaker got to his high point, and I guess they had the pre-rain signal. They screamed fire, and everybody stampeded out. Nobody was hurt, Baruch Hashem. Good. The next day, he gets a message. The Rav wants to speak to him. So the Shiva says, I thought I'm getting called and getting Yeshakayach. That's what I thought. And, oh, Baruch Hashem, you took care of them. Shiva got called in, and the Rav told him, the Rav was very sparing in his words. He says, Pros, wildkite, wildness is not kenos. Arois from yeshiva, threw him out of yeshiva. He's out of throwing yeshiva for a week. He says, throwing yeshiva for a week, and then he went to, what are you doing? He went back to America. I mean, like, you know. So he went to the city-based matters, and he said, I learned for a week, and some lady had a chamonos in him and brought him some food to eat. Okay, you know. The point is, you know, so Rashiva said, so how do you know if it's pros or kenos? How do you know I'm a kenoi for a kenos? How do you know? Shiva said, interesting, he said, the same way you put on tefillin, you should be a kanoi. If you put on tefillin with tremendous passion, so you have a right to have passion in your kanos also. But most of us don't put on tefillin with tremendous passion. It's a mitzvah. So if you can do your kanos with the same equilibrium you can do your tefillin, it's a right that it's kanos. Otherwise, it's your personal vendetta. If you have all that passion in there, it's a right, it's probably personal, don't do it. That was Rashiva's hagdar that he taught us. But the pasuk is telling us, Chazal Rami Machayev, is that a person should bother us, it should eat us. A person in the right madriga say, You know, we talk about my mother, it hurts. You insult the Torah, it hurts. Now, part of the reason why it hurts is because it's my mother. But what's the stress? Mother or my? Probably it's because it's my. So part of the reason why it hurts is because it's my Torah. That, you know, it's my Yiddishkeit, it's my Klal Yisrael. I don't like somebody saying insulting Klal Yisrael. Why? Because it's my Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's a little, there's a little bit of a personal element in there, but that's good. It's good to the point that that should be important to us. If a person can say something, we know, well, they you know, what they beshmutz Klal Yisrael nowadays, even nowadays in the media all over the place, it hurts us. Why? Because it's important to us. It's a term, it's important to us. So the first of the Kudah of Chanivas is the terms that are important to us. And that's why it says, if a person does not respond, the person is able to be Meicha, the person is able to say something, or even if not, a person feels he can't do anything, but to be able to feel close and interact in a way that he's flattering this person, how could you do such a thing? You wouldn't do it to a person who constantly insulted your mother. You couldn't do it. You couldn't say, well, I need the guy's very powerful and I need him, so I'm going to say nice things about him. You would throw up. You would be repulsed by such a thing. It'd be disgusting to you. That low life who talks like that about my mother, I should be nice to him. I can't. Right? That's, if that's how we react, because they're expecting us to understand that that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu and Torah means to us. That's the first point. We'll leave the second point, Pastor Shem, for next week.